So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
They say for truckers, it's an occupational hazard, one that many of us don't even think about. Now, for one trucker, absolute disaster. Struck while he was taking care of business in a pilot bathroom. They trapped him in a stall and had him calling and screaming for help. You see, the toilet in the stall next to him was clogged and overflowing into his stall. He couldn't stand up. He couldn't escape. He was trapped, they say, in every sense of the word. So he pulled out his phone and started recording and yelling for help. As he did, he warned those entering that someone had blown up the toilet next to his, with his legs straight out in front of him to avoid getting his shoes wet. He confirmed that, yes, there was indeed dookie in the water that was running all over the bathroom floor. The employees who entered and were assessing the situation noticed the S all over the floor and eventually provided the trucker with plastic bags to cover his shoes. They were also able to provide him with a small trash can to place his feet on until he was ready to attempt his escape. The video has over 1 million views. It is captioned, "It's never a dull day as a trucker." And it's never a dull day as a trucker, also a pilot employee either, as there is another video from the perspective of the employees entering the bathroom. In the far less, as they say, popular clip, one of the employees announces, "I quit." After taking a look at the damage the stopped-up toilet did to the bathroom.
Damn.
Yeah. He said, quote, "They are not paying me enough to clean up this kind of damage." Our question, how did a toilet save or ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, but I work in the second floor. It's a two-story building. I work on the second floor right above a bank. About 5 years ago, I was really behind at work, so I go in 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning to work on the computer. I'm the only one in the building. I'm working hard, and at 11 o'clock, I say, okay, that's enough. I'm going home. No, I've got to stay for one more hour. So I got up, I walked up and down the hall, and went back and worked. Now, my office is directly across the hall from the men's and women's restroom. So I go back. It's 11:02. I work, and at the stroke of 12, I get up and leave. Walk to the front of the office, and there's water coming under the door. And I didn't know what to do. So I walked out there. The water in the hall was up over my shoes.
Jesus.
Turns out in the women's room on the second floor restroom, the supply line to the toilet had spontaneously broke right where it hooks onto the flush box. And it was just running. And, you know, it was broken off. It was waving around. So I went in there and shut it off. Got pretty wet in the process. Mm. But, and then I heard something, so I ran downstairs and saw that it was raining inside the bank.
Oh, God.
But had I not been there, this would have gone on till 8 o'clock Monday morning.
Now, was there poop in this water, or was it just water?
No, it was just water. It was the water coming out of the wall, you know, to fill the toilet up.
So what do you do? Do you call your boss and say, hey, man, here's the situation. You need to let the bank know, or what?
Well, what I did is I called my wife, who knew the bank manager in passing and knew how to get a hold of her. So she called her, and she came to the bank and was not a happy cowboy.
Well, there's not much you can do at that point other than call, you know, a plumber.
But you still have to be there. That's the crappy part.
Well, yeah, and they called a restoration company to come and dry it out. But, if I had not been there Monday morning, would have been a disaster.
It would have been hilarious, too. I mean, but, you know.
But the thing is you don't know what's going on behind those walls. So you don't know.
Exactly. You have no idea.
Yeah. I've been down to a local 32 a couple times, and that's where they train plumbers and all those things. You know, for years, to do all their stuff. But in those rooms, all the walls are see-through, and all the pipes are clear, too. And it's
really?
It's fascinating to watch, you know, when you flush a toilet, what happens. And you can see it.
What kind of happens? Like, how many different pipes does it go to before it kind of disappears?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The water coming in, the water going out, like, on everything. Whether it's your sink, whether it's your toilet, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be able to see it to kind of figure out and assess, you know, what's going on with the situation. But I was in there, I'm like, this is crazy cool. You mean this is what happens when I poop and flush the toilet? This is insane.
But,
you can see, like, everything kind of happening.
Think about it, it's like one drink.
Yeah.
Right.
I just thought it was wild. You know, it's like you started a roller coaster ride with, you know,
yay!
One flush. Seriously. And there it goes. Wow. It's like you could raft it. What? How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803 Rod.
Hello, Sabra. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
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 So I just wanted to follow up. I used to work at a hotel. So after hearing Ted's bit about Vegas, there was one scenario that I worked where we had a client that, or customer, guest, whatever, I don't know. Anyway, they clogged the toilet and it started overflowing, but they didn't tell anybody. And so they checked out and left.
Oh, no.
Well, obviously, you know who the guest is.
Yeah.
You know, so
the worst part about it was that it started seeping into the roof and the hotel room below them.
Now, do you reach out to this person that has checked out and say, hey, man, you blocked the toilet. You know damn well you did. Or is it something you guys just have to let go?
No, I'm pretty sure that we fine them.
All right. Yeah, you got to let it go.
What is is the fine, or is the fine commensurate with the amount of damage?
I actually don't know that dividend.
Okay. Yeah. Pro tip to anybody. If you're staying in a hotel room with someone you're starting to date for the first time, or you have family and all that stuff, man, the hotel lobby bathroom is your friend.
If you're just with your buddies.
Yeah, just need to go and destroy that thing, man.
It's bigger.
It's always open.
Ventilated.
Very rarely, because everyone's got a bathroom in the room. So the last thing I think about is using the one in the lobby. It's always clean. You never have to worry about a thing. It's peaceful.
If I have to poop, that's
quiet.
The first place I think of. Like, so one, there's a fan that's automatically running just because you open the door. Like, everything you want in a bathroom and you have to poop, that's the bathroom that has it. And no one gets upset.
No. That's where you go.
Absolutely.
How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So about 2 years ago during Christmas time, long story short, I was constipated from before Christmas until after New Year's.
What
like
caused
11
that?
Days of holiday eating.
Is that specifically what caused all that? Just the eating?
No, I just always have had a hard time pooping.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
So it's been like 11 days of holiday eating, and I get concerned, so I've been taking Miralax for a couple days, nothing. I took another laxative for a couple days. That didn't help. So I went to the doctor concerned, like, hey, it's been, at this point, like 10 days of not going to the bathroom. So he...
On the 12th day of Christmas.
Yeah, so he gave me the juice they give you before a colonoscopy.
I was going to say, man, they should sell that, like, over the counter. You should be able to go to our Rite Aid and buy that.
Yeah, so he gave it to me, and he's like, hey, just heads up, this activates pretty quickly. Be close to a bathroom when you drink it. So I drank it all down, and still, like, nothing. So I went to work the next day, and I'm an electrician, so I was up on a scissor lift, like, way up in the air, and then it was like, oh, like, it's happening, like, right now. So my, like, whole body starts sweating. I, like, start, like, can't being able to breathe. So I'm, like, waiting for this scissor lift to get down, just panicking, and go to the bathroom and finally relieve myself. And I was in there pooping for, like, a half an hour nonstop.
And does it look like 11 days worth of poop?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And as soon as you think you're done, you get up when you even before you do the colonoscopy thing. That's the worst part of that process is the day before and the prep. As soon as you think you're done, you're not. So you'll stand up, you'll flush, you know, you're go wash your hands, get ready to walk out and go, oh man. And you got to just turn around right then and start the whole process over again.
That's one of the more annoying things that's happened to me maybe twice in the last year where going to the bathroom just to take a leak. All right. As I'm washing my hand, and there's other people in the bathroom, so as everyone perceives it, you were done. That was my belief. And then as I'm washing my hands, I'm like, I gotta poop. And so it's just this weird thing where, you know, you see people giving you the look out of the corner of their eye, like, what is this guy doing? And then I have to go into a stall and lay it down, and it's like, I want to, like, yell from the stall, I know what you're thinking. Why didn't I do it all at once? Well, my body refused to coordinate this. That's all. Or I've done the thing where I pooped. Get up, wash my hands, I'm like, no, I got to pee. And it only seems to happen if there's someone else in the bathroom. And
I'm like, with you.
I'm not trying to be weird, man. That's just how my body set this up. 99% of the time, both of these things happen at once, right? Like a normal human being. But like, I'm washing my hands. I'm like, I got to pee bad. And I just wish I could hold it long enough to let these people leave the bathroom so I don't look so weird. But it's like,
yep.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah. Or sometimes, you know, like, even though you've gone poo, like, kind of like, I'm going to wait to leave the house for another 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, something doesn't seem right. Like it's done for now, but...
For now.
Like, yeah.
How today on Toilet Saver ruined the day. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, this was back in college. I must have been probably junior, senior year. I was president of our fraternity. And I got to set the stage. It's Halloween week, you know, big party week. And our fraternity, a little bit different than others, had our party room on the third floor. And we had a basement. And about 8 o'clock on a Friday evening, I get a call from some guy at my house. He goes, hey, I've got bad news. I've got water backing up in the basement.
Oh, hold on. It's an appropriate word. All these
once again, men's room colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
All right, Nick, we know you got brown words on the mind. We just can't say them.
Apologies, friends. Anyway, so the guy calls me. I go, oh, shoot, you know, what are we going to do? So he goes, it's getting pretty bad. So I call a restoration company, and they come out, and he goes, well, I've got bad news for you. He goes, whatever I do is going to take about 2 hours, so you can either keep going with the party or, you know, we can shut it down now. And I look at the guys in my house and I say, well, we can't close a party. It's Friday night of Halloween, so we're just going to have to keep going. So the entire evening, we just, you know, blocked off the basement. But every single time that, you know, a urinal got flushed, toilet got flushed, just more and more water.
Oh, no.
Backed up.
You probably have 100 people. You probably have 100 people in that party.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was absolutely awful. So we're putting sandbags to try to, you know, direct the water that's down there to just, you know, head to the lowest point. So thankfully, we actually had a boiler room down in the basement. Everything was kind of up on stilts in case, you know, there was a water break or whatever. So it did actually naturally go into that room. Well, in the morning, we called the guy to come back, and he shows up with his 300-gallon, you know, sump pump, you know, to pull it out. Well, he ended up pulling 900 gallons of water and, you know, just... everything that came out of those toilets from the night, and he said that that was about the worst he'd ever seen.
So does the national chapter, do they pick up the bill on that? Like, who pays for that?
Oh, no, they were pissed. We were supposedly a dry fraternity, and, you know, we didn't abide by those rules. And
come
they
on.
Just looked at us, and they said, well, it looks like you get to file an insurance claim.
Yeah.
A dry fraternity. Look, I know they quote-unquote exist, but I do not believe that.
Maybe at BYU.
No, it's the turn of a blind eye. You look the maybe. Other way, and you just...
Even BYU, I'd be like, you're at least moist.
Yeah. Look, they...
You might not be deep wet, brother, but...
My daughter stayed in a, quote, dry housing facility her first year of college.
Yeah, in college.
Yeah,
sure.
That's...
Come on.
No.
I mean, look, I'm not...
It was based on religious purposes, all right?
Sure.
But, I mean, that does not mean that, yeah.
I mean, anything. I mean, listen, I'm sure they exist. I just don't believe you when you say it. That's all. So even if you're telling me the truth, like, dude, seriously, like, we do not drink. If you're dead honest, I'm still like, oh, keep telling yourself that, man. Mm-hmm. All right. I just don't believe. When you say college, fraternity, and dry, I'm like, those words don't even make sense in my head.
Why would you get involved in a fraternity?
Yeah, I mean, just like, what? Really? Does that network? Yeah, but before you network, you get drunk, right? Yeah. So I know they exist. I just don't believe it.
How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
And then if you did prove it, and it's like, hey, we are legitimately dry, like, why?
The whole
this
idea.
This is the time,
the
man.
The whole idea is to invite
you're in a fraternity.
A sorority over for a party. That's the entire point.
Yeah. Alcohol's cool. This is when you do keg stands and no one says it's immature. Like, don't miss out on the good times, man. Come on. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm in the army stationed in Germany, and it's a Friday night, and we're all getting our drunk on, getting ready to head down to the Hard Rock Cafe in Bad Kreuznach, Germany, when the CQ comes up and starts asking, starts telling us that somebody, there's S on the latrine floors. The sewer's backed up, and there's just S everywhere. And I remember going on to look at it, and it was one of those, open the door, oh no. No, that's bad. And so it was like, well, whose turn is it to do the latrine this week? It's first platoon week, Sergeant. And thank God I was in third platoon. Third platoon, it's like, I'll never forget, we were walking down the stairs, leaving the building, and watching the guys in third platoon in their gas masks, because they wear some gas masks in the Army, going in to clean up that mess. And I was so grateful that it wasn't our week for the latrine, because that was a horror show.
How long did it take them to clean it up?
Well, they said it took them about 2-3 hours to get it to, because like the CQ, the charge of quarters, had to inspect it to let them go. And they didn't show up down at the harbor till probably 11 or something like that. You know, we get off at 5. So, yeah, it took them a while, and then to get it cleaned up. And, yeah, I was so grateful that I was in the third platoon. And that week we all had the stairs and the common areas to do. Other than that, yeah, good times.
Yeah, sounds that way.
I don't know, like, why would you even go down
the
list?
They don't put that on the commercial. Army, Navy,
Air Force, Marines. So you might have to clean a ton of S.
How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sherry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hola.
Doing well, Sherry. Thank you.
Hola. This is your friend 811 Sherry.
811 Sherry.
Oh, hey, Sherry.
And I was actually on a job site, and I was I had to use the honey bucket, and it was like first thing in the morning. And I went in, and I usually always take something with me because I have been caught without any paperwork before. But not this time. I went ducking in there, and then I realized there wasn't any toilet paper. And so I tried to figure out what I was going to do. I went through all of my pockets. I called the contractor that had actually called me because I couldn't get anybody's attention outside. So I called him and I said, hey, I'm in the honey bucket and there's no toilet paper. So he sends over a guy, and, you know, we do the discreet open the door, and he hands it in, and I was horribly, horribly embarrassed. Got all done with the paperwork and stood up to close the lid, and there was a roll of toilet paper behind the lid.
Yep. I always think about that, man. There's a couple road construction crews right now. There's one in Ballard I saw the other day down near Salmon Bay, and they're doing something in the row, but they've got a truck, and there's a honey bucket in the back of it.
Yeah.
But everyone's working around that truck. Like, there are 9-10 people. There's, you know, people holding signs, flaggers, and all that crap. I mean, but you're right there. Like, you'd have to physically get up in that truck. I mean, audible as hell, you know, to do your business.
Depending what you're doing, sure.
But everyone's right there. Like, you're basically just like, I don't know, you're like 5 feet away from someone who's working on the road outside.
It's like, and they can hear everything.
And you're also in the middle of the street. You're taking a dump in the back of a truck in the middle of the street. It's like,
I mean, that's kind of like, but porta potties.
It's there because you need it. Like, correct. No one goes in there and says, you know what? My life's dream has come true. I get to. It's like, we understand what we were walking through at San Francisco, right?
And we got into one.
We had to go to the bathroom. Like, 3 or 4 of us did. There's maybe 5 or 6 of us walking around. And just where we are, it's completely residential. There are no businesses around to even do that. It's like, oh, S, man, but there's the honey bucket. And I believe it was
locked. Well, a lot of the contractors keep the key on the top. So if you know that, you can feel up there.
Well, they should lock them in a lot of neighborhoods because junkies get in there and everything else.
No, you're right. I get it. But in this case, like, man, I am not here to shoot smack. I'm here to lay it down. And we finally got into this honey bucket. But, I mean, we formed our own line to use this thing. It was like a godsend.
How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Mighty 99.9 KAISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Coats for Kids going strong. We need your help. 300,000 children here in Washington State, they live in poverty.
Yes.
The goal this year is 2,500 brand new American-made coats for kids. $25 does that.
Mm-hmm.
Each jacket's $25. The goal, again, if we can get more, if we can put 3,000 new coats on
kids.
That'd
be great.
That'd be cool, too. Please give what you can and help us with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm. As Coats for Kids is on now at KISW.com.
And shout out to our good friend Anonymous, who donated $500.
That's right, I heard that this morning.
Like, well, look, man, I get the people who want the anonymity, but, you know, sometimes, man, take some credit when you do something good, because God knows you get blamed when you do something bad, right?
No, they probably owe someone else money.
You know what? Yeah. Anonymous, stay anonymous, man. Right.
You never know.
Don't let any know you got the cash.
Coats for Kids is on now. Please help what you can. KISW.com. All right, a question. How did a toilet save or ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Well, I can tell you, the time that I ruined the toilet was not that long ago. I had a colonoscopy. That's what I had to go do on Veterans Day, the 11th. And so I actually got scheduled for it because I needed to do what they call an upper. And so they were going to stretch my esophagus. And so they said, oh, you're 46. You could have a colonoscopy, too. And I was like, well, that's great. So I go to check in there, and every single freaking person was worried about my colonoscopy. I was worried about getting my throat stretched because I would get food caught in it. So I had to do the prep. I'm going to tell you, at about 10 o'clock the night before, I'm laying in bed, and it sounds like a logging truck starts to roll down the road. I got into the bathroom, and it was like the fire department opened a valve in my butthole.
I
blew so hard for so long that I couldn't even wipe anymore. All I had to do was pat, because my chocolate starfish, oh, yeah. Fred Durst would say.
No, it's raw.
Raw is no other. Raw is not a word. The only thing I had to look forward to was the drugs that were coming my way. And it didn't stop. It didn't stop afterwards. It just kept coming. And I just felt bad for the man that had to go in there. I was like, buddy, you know, they don't pay you enough.
Well, did they successfully stretch your esophagus?
Yes, they did. So it went out 3 millimeters, and they got to do it again. I think I got to get it done every couple of years. But I kept talking to the people, and I was like, have you ever got something caught in your throat? And every single one of them was like, no. I was like, well, if you had got something caught in your throat before, you wouldn't be worried about a colonoscopy. You'd be worried about right. food in your throat.
Well, think about your esophagus. Basically, what it's doing is it's formed like an hourglass.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a little part in your throat somewhere that is very taut.
Yeah.
What they do is they take this thing in there like they would if they were looking at a woman's examination.
Yeah.
And they go in there and they stretch that crap out.
They use the same tool even.
I've watched this. My daughter was born with TEF. So she didn't have an esophagus.
She didn't have one.
No, so they had a form one.
No esophagus.
And when they...
How does your body forget? It just seems like you're in the womb.
Yeah,
and
no,
it's like,
no kidding.
Here's all the parts you need. And it's like, man, we forgot the esophagus.
Yeah. So they use that one.
So when they pull from the bottom. And
what's this for?
And they pull from the top. And when they put it together, they kind of sew it together.
Yeah.
So, but that area gets scarred and it becomes smaller. So they go in there, but you can see this crap with the camera. So they take the camera down there. You could watch it like in the waiting area.
Yeah.
You know, if you wanted to. So I was just curious how it worked. And they go in there and they stretch that bad boy out. And you're like, damn, it's crazy. It's kind of like, looks like the end of one of those poles that you use that, you change the light bulbs up that high. You know what I mean? It's kind of like one of those things.
Do they have to keep doing it or does one?
It just depends. The taller you get, the more taut that area gets. So as you grow, you know what I mean? That stretches with it. So.
Has she had to go back and get it done since then or was once enough?
No, she had to get it done a couple times. It's like at one point in time, I couldn't get any food in her body for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't figure out because she was hungry. Why is this not going down? Well, one of the buttons off my shorts must have been on the floor, popped off, and she swallowed it. So basically, that kid was eating for like 2 or 3 days just based on what could drip down through those 4 buttonholes.
Which is like nothing, right?
I mean, absolutely nothing. No wonder she was starving.
God, man.
Pissed off at me. How did they toy? But they went there with the camera. I was like, there's my button. Because those are my favorite shorts.
Did they give it back?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I got the button back.
Huh.
Of course, like everybody else has a button, you never sew it back on.
No, you don't.
Like if you get buttons with shirts,
you always do.
You always keep them. It's the dumbest thing in the world.
We recently got rid of probably about 40 buttons.
I mean, it's just
my wife's like, I don't even know if we have these clothes anymore. I'm like, right, but we kept the button because they give it to you when you buy fancy stuff.
Not a button, but and things getting stuck where they shouldn't. Going back to toilets, I had an apartment where I was like, hey, you need to fix the toilet. Like it won't flush right. Like every 10th flush, it just would get clogged up. So they kind of worked on it once. And then I called him back and said, hey, or emailed him back and said, you got to work on it again. And the lady knocked on my door and was like, listen, we fixed it this time. And I was like, all right. And she goes, you have any containers on your sink that are missing lids? And I go, yeah, I do.
Oh.
She's like, yeah. So we're not going to charge you, but you clearly knocked this in there. Like, this isn't really on the apartment building, but we'll let it go this time.
Oh, thank you.
My bad.
Like, same thing, Miles. Like, I don't know, just like top of the melatonin. And at some point, I just...
Don't
knocked
notice.
It in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're probably so delirious for not getting any sleep that you needed to take and you're like, ugh.
I mean, it was just that simple. But, like, same thing. Like, you realize now, like, why is this toilet acting so weird?
Oh, you knocked it in the toilet.
Right, yeah, so and then flushed it.
So they thought they had fixed it once, then had to go back and basically take the whole thing apart. And we're like, let's just say it. She was very nice. She was like, this is on you, but, like, we'll let it go this time. Just don't do it again.
The first time I had a clogged toilet after the kids were born, they're like, hey, the toilet's clogged. I'm like, all right, man. I go in there, and there's my daughter's Barbie doll about half submerged. She was completely underwater. And I always remember it looked like a drowning victim because her little hair was still floating on top.
Yeah.
But Barbie herself's in the hole, and I'm like, why is she in the toilet? And kids being kids, like, we wanted to see if she could flush. Like,
yeah.
I can't argue that. But we now know the answer's no. And so I'm kind of yanking this thing out. Because
why would you want to flush Barbie down the toilet?
I don't know.
You're not five.
They decided.
Right. Okay.
Okay. I mean, is there any other excuse, though, that they're little
kids? I think they
were kids.
3 and 4. But yeah. They just wanted to know if it flushed down the toilet. And so I finally get this thing out of it, kind of wedged in. And I pull out Barbie. My daughter wants it back. I'm like, no. Barbie's going to the grave. That is the trash can. Leave it alone. And I'm like, so now you guys know Barbie doesn't flush. And there's this little pause. I kind of look at each other. My son looks at me. He's like, well, G.I. Joe does. I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So there's like 2 or 3 of them that it did not cause any problems that I know of. But, yeah, they stuffed a bunch of stuff in there. The other action figures disappeared. But Barbie didn't go down. Barbie's
a fighter. G.I. Joe somewhere in the drainage?
Yeah, they were gone. I did not know this had happened until they explained. So I'm like, so Barbie doesn't flush. G.I. Joe does. I'm like, cool.
Is that one of those you just go, all right, new rule?
Yes.
Nothing, we're not seeing what flushes unless it's poop or
if
toilet
it
paper.
It does not come out of your body. Do not put it in the toilet and flush it.
How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
It's amazing what you have to explain, you know?
It's kind of crazy.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, I got one for you, fellas. I was bouncing downtown Kirkland for many, many years, and it was our job to
take the cocaine bags out of the toilet.
Yeah. I've seen that a few times. It was our job to clean the men's bathroom after all. So we had so many incidents with the girls' bathroom being more disgusting than the men's.
Always. Always.
Yeah. And so the waitress is like, well, we're just going to tip you half the time, then half the amount. And so that was fine with us, so we didn't have to deal with it. So one night, me and my partner mopping up the boys' room and get a knock on the door. It's one of the waitresses. She goes, I will give you $100 if you clean the girls' bathroom. And like, well, what's going on? She goes, you got to see it. So before we decided to say yes to this, we had to go look. And somebody took a dookie on top of the toilet lid, shut it was shut, and then put a used tampon in the middle of the dookie.
You mean like a bird dookie?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we ran out of that bathroom gagging like crazy. In our little bar back, we had this guy. I think he was a freshman in college at the time. He worked his butt off for us, and we said, man, we'll give you $150 if you go clean that.
What is going through somebody's
so wait,
mind?
Did he take the money?
He took the money, yeah. He was gagging the whole time. We were out in the hallway just laughing at him. And yeah, he earned it, though. He did a good job.
Did he look at it before he accepted the money?
He was so dire straight of money. He needed it so bad.
Yeah, he's a freshman.
Yeah, he did it without even looking. I think he just took the bleach in there and the mop. He was like, I got it, guys.
I just would really want to look around that room and figure out who did this? Who has the mentality?
The bar was closed. We had a couple of ideas. There were some other some women in there that might have played that part, but we didn't know for sure.
Well, it's more than just that.
Why did you think, like, you might be wrong, you might be right, but what is it about the personality where you go, look, of all the people that I've carded or watched tonight, if I had to guess who pooped on top of a toilet seat and put a used tampon in the middle like a birthday candle and a cupcake, I'm saying it was Sheila. Like, what is the vibe they give off that says, yeah, I can see this person doing that?
Well, back in the day in Kirkland, there were some radical kids. I call them kids. And I was young then, too, but I think I was more mature than they were. And there was a lot of alcohol and drugs going on in that bar that, you know, who knows? I mean, it could have been anybody, but I had a few ideas, and well, I wish the bar was still open.
Well, the thing is that you want to know this information. Like, if a dude does this, yeah, like, you know, every woman should know that this guy is capable of that, in case maybe they thought, I might want to date this person.
Doing it on purpose.
But that is a sheer sign right there that no matter what the deal is, you know, you don't want to be friends with him.
No.
I mean, I love to turn it in a hotel.
You left the question mark.
Yeah, but
it was in
the toilet.
All they had to do was flush.
I was just impressed with just how perfect of a question mark it was.
Yeah.
Still gross.
It's still gross, but
you didn't do it on top of the toilet.
And it didn't add anything to it. Like, pooping on top of a toilet seat is gross enough, but you're like, ha. But for my master stroke, here's a tampon. Like, dude, how far do you need to carry this?
You're going
to
wake up with, like, a knife over you.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
That's got to be she knew somebody.
And was mad, you think?
Somebody cut her off. Something.
Oh, that's the only thing I could think of is that she's mad at one of the bartenders. Because you're right. Like, that just seems evil.
I feel like when you cut someone off, if I'm a bartender and I have to cut someone off because they're super hammered, like, even if they say, can I go to the bathroom? No. Yeah. Or you have to go in with the bouncer because that's where you're going
to
do your power.
But if you're at the point to be cut off, I don't even think you're capable of that. I mean, as far as the balance goes, you know, the entire...
Right, to pull all that off. Yeah, you're buzzed and think it's funny.
How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Probably find out like it was a nun or something.
I just thought it'd be funny. It's just so like, why? Why put it on top? And then be like, add an extra little bonus.
Boom. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola from Olala.
Hola.
Hey, so mine's a multi-crapper story. In the when I was in the Gulf War, we were in the log train, so we had outhouses, like four stalls for every building, and they were half 55 gallon drums cut in half that would fill up and you'd have to burn it, right? So my gunny, who it was about 110 degrees, I'd make him mad a lot. So he goes, Shively, you're going to burn these crappers today. And he and I were the only ones in the camp encampment at the day. So 2 hours, I'm dragging these crappers full of pee and poop
across the sand, so it's sloshing everywhere. And I'm sweating, it stinks. And right when I get all 16 of them assembled, I fill it up with diesel, and the wind shifted, blew right in camp. I lit all 16 up. It saved my day because he ruined mine, but I got even.
How bad did that smell?
Does it smell like diesel and S burning?
Yes.
Well, I've never smelled burning poop.
Well, me neither. But
so I don't even know.
But what I
imagine,
would I be able to like put it this way, even if you've never smelled a dead body, people that smell a dead body instantly say there's
right,
a dead body.
But when you smell a candle and it smells like vanilla,
right?
When you burn it, it's going to smell like vanilla.
But I also know it's a like, candle. So if you light poop
but it's
on
the
fire,
smell.
If you blindfolded me and just said here's the scent of something, do you think I could immediately identify what it is?
Well, you have to stir it while you're burning it.
Jeez, man. For
oh,
real?
Man.
Why?
So you don't make chili anymore, do you?
You have to burn it down to an ash, and the corpsman has to approve it. So 4 hours out there burning crap.
It takes 4 hours on average to burn poop down to ash?
Well, my gunny kept messing with me, and I had to keep lighting it and, you know.
Do you then smell like it for the rest of the day or a couple of days?
I didn't shower for like 3 weeks, but I took a cold shower after that day.
Wow, so that was the motivation, like, all right, time to get clean.
And then, but my camis, they were already charcoaled from the chem suits, and, you stank after 3 months, you know.
But you don't smell like that.
The diesel and that stench
The
got
diesel's
out.
Not what I'm worried about. If you smell like diesel, I go, okay, but you also smell like burnt crap.
Getting it off your boots and out of your boots and fun stuff.
That sounds okay. Again, not in the ads.
Army, Navy, Air Force. How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Okay, so I was about 12 years old, hanging out at my buddy's, playing around, had to go use the bathroom. And open up the bathroom door, and my buddy's older sister that was like 18, 19, was in the bathroom shooting up heroin.
Gee.
She passed out and completely cracked the whole bathroom.
Oh, probably had a seizure.
Oh, she had something going on.
They
had to bring in the medics and everything. She lived, but... yeah, all her bowels expelled while she was sitting pants down on the toilet.
And as a 12-year-old, were you able to recognize the fact that she was doing drugs?
No, not really.
Yeah, I mean, you just see somebody on the floor covered in crack.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know what's going on.
She must be on heroin. Now you're just like, you are nasty.
She looked dead. She looked dead to us.
Okay, well, that's fine. When her eyes are open, they look dead. Yeah. By the way, regarding the bouncer that called... There's the women's bathroom and a pile of crap with the tampon. And Mad Greek 253 here says, my wife has said that those will pop out when you're doing your business if you forgot you had one in.
Also, she perfectly put that in the top of that.
But it still begs the question, why did you poop on top of the toilet lid?
Correct. If that's the case,
you go like, okay, I'll forgive you
if
that.
You still took a dump on top. If you open the toilet. And it was clogged. And you could say, okay, well, you could have gone into a different store.
Sure.
Or whatever the deal is. But if you, you know.
Get did it on top of the lid, man. But now we know. It can pop out.
How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Plus, you're out. Like, I get waking up in the morning and it's like, oh, we got to go.
Yeah.
But generally, when you're out, you can kind of feel your stomach starting, you know, and you're like, oh, I'm going to have to poop outside. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, Miles, like me and you at the Hofbrauhaus in Munich.
Yeah.
Right? Like... It was just eventually after a while, it was like, all right, I got to do this.
Right.
But you kind of hope, like.
You got to remember, there's a line out the door of 100 people. That's how packed this place is.
I just don't think this woman, like, that's what I'm saying. She did this on purpose.
It had to be on purpose.
Right, because if that toilet was already full of poo, she could have easily gone.
To another toilet.
Toilet's full.
Or you still go on top like a porta potty. Like, it's not awesome.
Or in a club, you knock on the men's bathroom and say, hey.
That's true.
We got a problem in there. I need to come in here.
They always do.
And then any guy in a club will go ahead. I don't care.
Whatever. Hello, Sammy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Petrolos.
Hola.
So this story happened about 10 years ago. At the time I was with a truck driver, and it was his birthday. So we went and had like the seafood fancy dinner or whatever. And then we were going to get in the truck and go.
no big deal, you know, like happy birthday, yada, yada, yada. Well, we get about an hour away from where we picked up our load and we're heading out. And I look over at him and he is just sweating bullets. He looks clammy. He's like shifting his, you know, legs, sitting uncomfortably. And he's like, I got to go. And I got to go like now. So luckily I was like, well, hey man, I know there's a truck stop, you know, about 5 minutes. If you take this exit, we'll get there. We get there and he, and it's December. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with Eastern Washington in December, but it was snowing the whole works, right? We come slamming in this parking lot and he is hopping out the truck. The truck's barely put in park and he's running towards this little restaurant that's in the park in the truck stop. And I'm watching him and he's trying to run to the restroom and he slips and just lands straight on his ass in the parking lot. So he hops up, he's covered in snow, and he runs in the restaurant to go use their restroom. And I'm sitting in there, sitting in the truck. It's been about 15, 20 minutes now. And I'm like, oh man, poor guy, like he's dying. And he comes out and he just looks like somebody kicked him in the bees as hard as possible, right? So he comes shuffling his feet, getting in the truck, and I'm like, hey, you good? And he's like, man, I almost lost it when I slipped and fell. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I saw you running. He goes, man, I barely made it to the toilet, and the guy that was working in there started yelling and screaming at me because I made a mess in the bathroom. Ooh. And I was like, uh-oh. So long story short, he damn near crapped his pants from slipping and falling in the snow, and he blew up this poor little restaurant's bathroom. No, needless to say, we never stopped at that truck stop again.
So he actually left behind remnants in that bathroom and got yelled at.
Apparently he barely made it, and I don't know if he just like didn't make it all in the toilet or if
well, that's the problem. Like you're a truck driver, man. You might see a McDonald's. Where are you going to park your truck?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, you're limited. I'm sure you could leave it on the side of the road.
If it's that bad, I'm blocking traffic. Yeah. Like I got to go, man.
Your guess is as good as mine. Count up our categories today: the most fun cities in America and warm weather destinations. And we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.